For the last 33 years, every spring has marked the Treasure Valley's largest annual used book sale. The iconic event is run by a small group of very dedicated volunteers known as the Friends of the Boise Public Library. Those volunteers have spent countless hours preparing for the four-day sale. Samantha Wright takes a look behind the scenes this morning in this report.
Aaron Logan is standing in a large warehouse surrounded by hundreds of boxes of books. She expertly whips out a wicked-looking box cutter and breaks down an empty box. She's stacking cookbooks on a shelf.
We've got books up for vegetarians, French, Russian, and tea, wine, beer, any beverages you can think of.
Logan is one of 25 volunteers setting up the Friends of the Boise Public Library's annual spring book sale. The library's warehouse bustles with activity as dozens and dozens of boxes are brought in and unloaded.
Boxes everywhere. We drown in boxes.
That's Diana Cross. She also volunteers for the nonprofit group, known simply as Friends among its members. It was incorporated in 1971, and it's separate from the main library. The group organizes three book sales a year, and the spring event is their biggest fundraiser.
Our best estimate is 955 boxes, and we estimate 50 books per box, so that would be 47,750 books.
Cross has been volunteering for 6 or 7 years now, ever since she retired. She sees 200,000 books a year come through the door at Friends, most of them donated by the community.
I did not believe the magnitude of this when I first became a volunteer.
Those books are sorted by the volunteers. Some go into the library collection. Most of the rest end up in a book sale like this one. When the sale starts, they open the warehouse doors and a long line of people will start shopping. Jeanette Ross used to be one of those shoppers.
Oh, yeah. That accounts for half my library.
Ross was there for every book sale. She moved to the area in 1983 and found the Friends sales soon after.
I was tuned into libraries since I was raising kids as a graduate student, and it was always one of the first things the kids had. They had a library card and they had a summer swim ticket.
She says after years of going to the sales, she started feeling guilty for not doing more to support the library. That drove her to become one of the Friends' 120 volunteers. Now she works the book sales. She loves walking by the children's book section.
And there's kids sitting cross-legged on the floor humming to themselves while they look through books. It's great. They're just so happy.
Bonnie Longstreth coordinates the sale. She says it attracts a wide variety of people.
All walks of life. I mean, everybody. We have everybody. People, retired people. We have young people. We have families. Everybody.
The sale includes videos, CDs, records, and old magazines. There are individually priced books, including new editions, Native American, and vintage books. But the majority are by-the-bag books. Longstreth says for $9, shoppers stuff as many books as they can into a plastic grocery sack.
If you pack carefully, you can get about 50 paperbacks in a bag. So it's a good deal for people who are readers.
Those $9 bags add up. Last spring, Friends brought in $34,000. Last year, total book sales were $180,000. That money buys new library books and pays for special projects. This year, Friends has committed $500,000 to the new Bound Library branch. Friends volunteer Erin Logan adds another row of cookbooks to a shelf. Each table around her holds a different category of books, from biographies to fiction, sci-fi to mystery. She says shoppers come in for hours at a time to explore all the tables.
It's a treasure hunt, and we all need those sort of excursions in our lives to get out and from our day-to-day and just explore. And this is a great place to explore.
The Friends say their goals are to get good quality books into people's hands and to sell all the books they have in the warehouse. More donations will quickly come in, they say, and the cycle will start all over again for the summer fiction sale. For KPSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.